神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
知我心声，恕我心曲。
Glad that we can spend a little time together.
很高兴我们可以用一点时间在一起。
Today I'm going to speak on a subject which I feel like many of you know about.
那今天我们要谈的主题是大家所熟悉的。
That subject is worry.
主题是忧虑。
Let's think of worry as a piece of rope.
我们来把忧虑当作一条绳子。
A rope that is made with three different strands.
那这条绳子是由三股所编成的。
One strand is distress about yesterday, things that happened yesterday.
其中的一股就是昨天发生的，或者是昨天的啊一些压力。
The other is a strand, of today, trouble and trials of today.
第二股是今天的麻烦，今天的问题。
And the third strand is a fear of what about tomorrow.
第三股就是对于明天的害怕。
Now, it's these three just, are twisted together to make this rope. We have ourselves in a bondage that we call worry.
那当这三股把它编在一起的时候，就形成了忧虑。
There's some other words that we can use for being worried.
那我们可以用另外的字眼来形容
Being anxious about something
比如说对什么事情焦虑
To have a heavy heart
心里沉重
To be without peace
没有安宁
To be disturbed in your mind
心里受干扰
To feel troubled in your spirit
你的心灵里面非常的烦扰
To bear and feel very distressed about something
你觉得心里面负担着有一件事情的那种很沉重的压力。
And the extreme in worry is to be desperate over something.
你的那种对某一件事情的负担或者是对某件事情的顾虑非常的大。
Now, what do we focus our worries on many times?
那我们到底焦点放在哪里呢?
Maybe it's on our job.
比如说你的忧虑的焦点可能在你的工作上面。
We might think, what if I lose my job?
如果我失去了工作怎么办?
Now you really haven't lost it.
事实上你还没有失去工作。
You've seen others around you that maybe have lost their job.
你看着四周围的人他们失去了工作。
But you begin to think about it and worry and stress over it.
你就开始担心,开始忧虑。
Then you begin to think, well, I'm probably too old to get another job, or maybe it'll be too hard to get another job.
你就开始想象，我那么年纪那么大了，可能很难再找到另外一个新的工作。
Now you see the worry is beginning to build.
所以你就看到这个忧虑就开始在营造了。
Then you begin to think, well, I won't be able to pay my bills or get what I need if I lose my job.
接下去你就在联想说如果我失去我的工作的话那我要买的东西就没有办法付了。
And then maybe you might start feeling bitterness in your heart when you think, well, it's not fair that I should lose my job.
接下去你心里就有一种不满说如果我失去工作实在是非常不公平的。
And then you have in despair, you think, well,What if I can't find another job?
心里就开始恐慌，如果不能找到另外一个工作怎么办?
You see, even though maybe you're not going to lose your job,
即使你根本就没有失去你的工作,
but you've got this thought in your mind,
这样的思虑已经在你的心里面缠绕,
and you begin to build on it.
不但这样呢，而且你继续的让它成长滋长。
We have a saying that you can make a mountain out of a little tiny hill.
有人说呢，一点小山丘可以把它塑造成一座大山。
And this is pretty much what worry is.
啊，这个就是忧虑的状况。
Sometimes our fears and our worries and anxieties has no foundation. Nothing is really happening. We're thinking about what might happen.
那事实上很多忧虑呢，事实上都不是基于事实，而是你想象可能发生的事情。
Sometimes it's because, like we were talking about the rope, it's something that happened in the past.
有的是因为过去，昨日或者过去呢，发生过的事情。
So worry itself really has no value.
那忧虑本身是一点价值都没有的。
Now, what can destructive worry, worry that really does something to us emotionally and physically?
但是忧虑却会带来伤害，特别是在我们的身体或者是我们的情绪上。
Do you know that worry and anxiety can paralyze you?
你知道忧虑会叫人瘫痪吗？
Now, I don't mean physically paralyze you so that you can't walk.
我讲的不是说你身体上的那种不能走路的瘫痪。
But paralyze you inside.
而是里面的瘫痪。
In your spirit.
在你的灵里面。
In your mind.
在你的心思里面。
In your thought patterns.
在你的思想里面。
Until you don't know what to do.
一直到你不晓该怎么办。
And you feel very distressful.
然后你就非常的压力很沉重。
It means that you actually...All your creativity, all your abilities to do things, you no longer can do those.
然后呢，你连做事情的能力，还有你的创意力都没有了。
You see, this is what destructive worry does to us.
那这个就是这个忧虑带来的伤害。
Some of you know exactly what I mean.
有很多人你应该知道我在讲什么。
The pressures and the anxieties have gotten you to the place where it seems like you don't know what to do and you can't seem to do anything.
压力然后焦虑到一个地步让你不晓该怎么办而且呢不晓该怎么走。
It results in anxiety and an anxious fretting over things.
然后呢结果呢就会对于任何的事情都过分的焦虑。
Actually, if we're not careful, it can control our future.
那这样的焦虑如果让它继续很严重的发展下去，可能会控制你的未来。
We look at it with darkness and gloom.
你所看到的都是黑暗，都是没有盼望。
And then when, after the worry grows and grows, then fear grips us.
当我们继续的忧虑的时候呢，害怕就抓住我们。
This is really bad.
那这就是很糟糕了。
Because fear itself is a thought pattern and something within our very being that is like ropes going around and around and binding us.
因为害怕在我们的心思里面就像一条很粗的绳子把你一圈一圈的捆起来。
Fear is really one of the extremes that worry brings us to.
那害怕是由忧虑到一个地步产生的极端。
Now, as we talk about worry, it really can distract our mind from things that we should be doing.
那这个忧虑会破坏我们的思虑，我们的思想，然后呢，让我们不能做什么事情。
Let's stop a moment and think of all of these destructive things that worry can do, and what we worry about many times is not real.
那很多时候我们所忧虑的不是真实的，却是有真实的破坏性。
Now, there are some people that are fearful of water.
那有些人怕水。
And they would not allow their child to go anywhere near water.
所以他们不要他们的孩子靠近任何有水的地方。
And if they live near the water, they live in a fear that that child's going to drown.
那当孩子靠近水的时候，总是害怕孩子会被淹死。
Now that child grows old and never did drown.
那这个孩子长大之后从来没有淹过水。
But the worry that that mother had and the fear that that mother had sometimes was very difficult on the mother.
那但是对于孩子会被淹到的这样的一个忧虑呢，对母亲来讲是一个很大的问题。
Now I know that worry can help us in a sense.
那有时候忧虑当然也有一点帮助。
if the worry is not what we call worry, but concern.
如果忧虑本身还没有到忧虑程度，是一种关心。
Now, concern can be constructive in our lives.
那这个关心呢，会带给我们一些建设性。
For there are things that we must be careful about.
因为有些事情我们要防卫，我们要防御。
And there are situations we must face.
那有一些情况我们一定要面对。
But if we face it with this destructive worry that I talked about, there's no answer to it.
但是如果你用忧虑，用那种破坏性的忧虑来面对的话，那就不对了。
But if I have a concern, it may motivate me to do something better.
那如果你用心关心的话，可能会帮助你做得更好。
If I have a concern of losing my job,
比如说呢，我可能关心到我会失去我的工作。
Instead of going down the path of worry until fear, I can begin to think to myself, I will do the very best I can at my job.
那我就不会往那个忧虑失去工作然后会怎么样的后果去想，而会很用心的更努力的工作。
We can begin to focus on something that's really helpful to us.
然后我们会特别在改善或帮助的方面来用力用心。
Maybe there was something in our past that really it wasn't good.
那或许过去有一些经验是不好的。
And maybe if you allow yourself, you worry over the fact that you may do it again, or it may come and haunt you. Someone will catch you.
你就很担心很忧虑呢，之后今后会再发生，或者会再让你碰到麻烦。
But if you have a concern that you don't ever want to get into that thing again.
那如果你有一种关心，就是你去用心说我不再进入那种过去的这样的一个例子。
That it makes you very careful about it.
那就让你更谨慎，更小心。
Now, what are some of the things that makes us worry?
到底什么让我们忧虑呢？
I think one of the things that makes us fearful is that we're fearful of what others think about us.
首先我们可能很怕别人怎么想我们自己。
How many of you women worry over all kinds of things because you're afraid of what others will think?
很多妇女们，特别是妇女们呢，很担心别人怎么想我。
If my child does this, what will they think?
我的孩子这样的表现，别人怎么想我。
If someone comes to the house and sees it like this, what will they think?
如果有人到我家里，看到我家里这样子的话，他们怎么想我。
So our whole life is driven by worry, and the worry is what we're worried about other people's thinking of us.
所以有的人一辈子都在担心别人怎么想自己。
Now, the other person is not going to reward our lives.
你要记得别人不是你生命的奖赏。
So actually what they think is not as important as you think it is.
所以别人怎么想你并没有比你自己怎么想你自己重要。
And it's not worth the agony that you go through.
那你要经过这些忧虑是不值得的。
Because if we will do our very best and live the best that we realize that we can, then we don't have to please anyone but God.
你只要尽其所能，尽力的去做，然后你只要讨神的喜悦，其他你不用担心。
That's the wonderful thing about knowing God through Jesus Christ.
那就是认识耶稣基督，我们的神实在是一件很美的事。
We learn that we can't please others.
我们知道我们实在没有办法让别人满意。
One day we might, but the next day we may not please them.
有一天你觉得别人可能很高兴，另外呢，马上他们就不喜欢了。
But when our heart and our love is set on Jesus Christ, we want to please Him. It's not others.
但是当你如果信耶稣，你愿意把你的重心放在讨耶稣的喜欢的话，那你就不在意别人怎么想了。
There are some of you right now that are filled with fear over the future.
很多人对你的未来充满着担心、忧惊。
What if I get sick?
如果我病了怎么办?
What if I lose my job?
我如果失去工作怎么办?
What if my children leave me?
我的孩子离开我后怎么办?
What if my husband finds another woman?
如果我先生有外遇怎么办?
And you become overwhelmed with the worry and fear of the future.
所以呢，你对于未来有很多的 害怕担心。
You see, that's another wonderful thing about knowing Jesus Christ.
一样的，如果你认识主耶稣，那就是很好了。
We give the future to Him.
你可以把未来交给他。
We allow Him to take care of the future.
我们可以求主来照顾，来关照我们的未来。
Because we know He loves us.
因为我们知道他爱我们。
And He's going to take care of us.
他要照顾我们。
Sometimes we're very fearful over getting bad news.
有时候我们也很害怕听到坏的消息。
Oh, when we hear bad news, it just seems like we fall apart.
当听到坏的消息的时候，我们就很害怕，好像整个人就崩溃了。
Now, I know many things can hurt us.
我知道很多事情可以来伤害我们。
I remember when my best friend was killed in an accident.
我记得我的朋友在一个意外死亡的时候。
It was terrible news.
实在是一个非常可怕的消息。
I felt broken inside.
我里面几乎是崩溃了。
And I recognize that there comes time when this bad news comes that, oh, it really hurts us.
所以我知道这种坏消息一听到的时候，我们实在是很受伤害的。
But we cannot dwell on it.
但是我们不能住在这个伤害里面。
We must come out of that hurt and recognize that we must live for the tomorrow.
你要记得我们要面对明天，我们要为明天而活。
Sometimes we have great anxiety because of some relationships we have with people.
有时候我们的焦虑是从跟人的关系来的。
Some of you are miserable at your job because you just don't like your boss.
因为你不喜欢你的老板呢，所以你就对你的工作很不能享受。
And you feel so anxious and you have anxiety about working with them and under them.
所以你跟他们这些不喜欢的人一起做事的时候，心里就怀着焦虑。
But you cannot allow yourself to do that.
那你不能容许让自己这样子的。
You must put this in perspective, in the right perspective.
你要把它放在一个适当的一个情况下。
Now my boss may not understand me.
或许我的老板并不了解我。
He may not even like me.
他或许不喜欢我。
But I will do my very best at my job.
但是我会尽所能的来把我的工作做好。
And I'm just not going to worry over it.
那我呢，不应该在这事情上面太忧虑担心。
Do you know many people live in the fear of death?
你知道很多人他们对于那种死亡的忧虑吗？
A friend of mine said, I'm not going to die 1,000 times before I die once.
有一个人就这样说呢，说我才不要像他们那些怕死的人呢，那死过好几千次，我只要死一次就好了。
It's a very terrible fear.
那是一种很严重的害怕。
It can go from a mild fear that when we hear about someone dying, we cringe inside.
有时候呢，连听到某一个人死，我们就觉得马上就忧虑。
To almost a disabling fear where you feel like every little thing that you feel that you're going to die.
好像任何一件事情都要置你于死地。
You might say, do people live like that? Many people do.
有人这样子在害怕吗？是的，很多人很怕死。
Again, I want to tell you that's what's so wonderful about knowing Jesus Christ.
同样的，如果你认识主耶稣的话，那就不用怕了。
You see, in his word, he said, I'm going away.But I'm going to a place to prepare a place for you that where I am, you may be also.
因为耶稣这样说过，我离开为你们预备地方，以后我去的地方也是你们要去的。
True Christians die well.
真正的基督徒，他们死的时候是死得非常的安详的。
Because they have a hope for the tomorrows.
因为他们对于明天是有盼望的。
We're not guessing, we're not wondering, but the word of God tells us that he has gone to prepare a wonderful place for his children.
没有猜疑，没有疑惑，我们很确定我们的神预备了一个很美的地方，让我们可以去。
You know, sometimes we can worry so much that it disturbs our sleep.
有时候忧虑太多，会干扰你的睡眠。
You know, sometimes we're tired and we fall off to sleep and then suddenly we may wake up and all these fears and worries and anxieties come crowding in.
有的人很累的，很疲累的，然后睡着了，但是呢，在害怕、担心当中醒过来。
And hours we may lay there, anxiety within us and agonizing over our thoughts.
然后躺在那里睡不着，只有里面在交织着一些忧虑。
Actually, worrying can lose our appetite from worrying.
有时候你忧虑的时候，也会让你失去那种胃口。
So you see, worry can be, it can be very destructive to our lives.
你可以看到忧虑对你的人生是很伤害、很破坏性的。
It can take away the joy of life.
让你人生没有快乐。
It takes away the sunshine.
把阳光驱走。
And there's many people that labor under this until people look at them as someone who is not really very pleasant to be around.
那如果一个人又到一个地步呢，他到后来呢，别人都不喜欢跟他在一起了。
Actually, they're known as someone who worries about everything.
你可以偶尔碰到一个人呢，什么都要忧虑。
I remember one time, a husband and wife came to visit us.
有一次有一对夫妇来拜访我。
Now she was a lady that worried over many, many things.
这个太太是很会忧虑，什么事都要忧虑的人。
She had actually worried until it had hurt her body.
那因为忧虑呢，伤害到她是身体。
And her husband, he didn't know what to do for her.
这个先生不晓得该怎么办。
And we spoke to her about how much she worried and how anxious she was over everything.
然后他就提到他太太呢，什么事都要担心。
And he spoke up and said, "That's right. She worries over everything."
那他就承认说，真的是他什么事都要担心忧虑。
And he said, "Me, I don't even know how to worry."
那这个先生就说呢，我自己呢，就是那种想忧虑都忧虑不起来的人。
He said, "Actually, I'll sit there and try to worry, and before I know it, I forgot about it."
有时候呢，我很想去好好的担心，可是呢，已经就忘记了。
What a blessed man that is!
这样的人是有福气的。
The way the husband was is really the way that we ought to be.
这个先生的境况应该是我们应该有的。是正常的。
Because if we stop and we look at this whole thing of worry and fretting and fear, what good is it? What use is it? What are we accomplishing with it?
我们想一想，你这样子忧虑，你得到什么？你改变了什么？你能够成就什么？
The word of God speaks very strongly to this point.
神的话对这个观点讲得非常强烈。
Jesus said that life is more than our food and clothing.
耶稣说你的生命比你的食物还有衣裳更贵重。
And if you're worrying over the temporal things of life, you've really missed the meaning of life.
如果我们太忧虑那些暂时的这些物质的话，那你就错失了生命的意义。
You see, because God promises that he can even take care of the birds of the air.
神的话告诉我们，如果他可以这样子喂养天空的小鸟。
And after, when we're losing the meaning of life, and realize that all of our worry can't even extend our life for one day.
那我们的忧虑难道可以让我们的这个生命加长一刻钟吗？
We've lost our joy.
你失去了你的喜乐。
Life looks like so hard before us.
你越忧虑，人生就越难。
And yet there's not a thing we can do over it most of the time.
那世上忧虑的时候，是在你根本什么都不能做的时候。
It's a worthless exercise.
是一个很没有价值的一种练习。
You waste your time and you waste your energy.
你的力量，你的心力，还有你的时间都浪费了。
You might say, okay, I understand what you're saying.
或许你说，我知道你在讲什么。
Worry is bad for us.
那忧虑是不好的。
But how can I stop worrying?
那我怎么办呢？我如何停止忧虑呢？
Let us look for a moment at some things that I think could help you.
那我们来讨论几点可以帮助你的。
Focus on the present.
好好的面对现在。
Don't worry about yesterday.
过去的昨天的不要再忧虑。
Don't fret over tomorrow.
明天的也不要担心。
Don't think about what it might be.
不要想说可能会怎么样。
Or what might happen.
可能会发生什么。
But focus on what you're doing today.
好好的针对今天。
Then live a life of contentment.
然后好好的满足自己的人生。
Can you be satisfied with what you have?
难道你不能为你所拥有的来觉得满足吗？
No, you said I must have more.
或许你说我希望能够更多一点。
I'm driven by wanting more.
因为呢，我就是想要多一点。
Then maybe you better stop.
那这样的话，你最好停下来。
And evaluate yourself.
好好的评量你自己。
Is the worry and the fretting and the fears that you go through worth what it gets out of it?
难道为了要多一点，然后你那么多的担心忧虑，难道就能够给你多一点吗？
Wouldn't it be better to be content with what you have now and work toward what you need to get later?
不如你很满足的满足于今天，然后到明天更多的努力。
Another thing that can help you is stop focusing on yourself.
那另外一个可以帮助你的是，不要老是把重点放在自己。
When you look at a lot of your worries, at the center of your worries is yourself.
事实上，当你好好的检查你的忧虑的时候，都是由你自己引起的。
What it's doing to me, how it's hurting me.
会怎么样伤害我？我会怎么样？
The consequences that I must go through.
那我要负什么多少的责任？
Stop putting yourself at the center of everything.
不要把自己总是放在每一件事情的中心点。
You will never find peace and joy as long as you're at the center of yourself.
如果你把自己放在中心的话，你绝对没有平安还有喜乐。
And then you must begin to exercise your will.
你开始要用意志来练习。
When you sense the worry and anxiety coming, turn and do something else.
当你体会到或意识到这种忧虑、焦虑来的时候呢，马上转移你的注意力去做一点事情。
Listen to some good music.
听一听好的音乐。
Go help someone.
或者去帮助别人。
So you're putting your focus on something else.
这样的话，你把焦点就放到别的事情上去了。
And if you can do this and keep constantly doing this, after a while, the worries will not come as they once did.
一次一次的这样子练习的话，那忧虑的来的这种次数就不会像以前那么多。
Now, you need to start helping and doing something for others.
你要开始去帮人做一点事情。
Now, you see a few things that we have given you that might help youin this area of worry.
那这些是帮助你在忧虑方面的一些几点。
But I think the greatest thing that can help us is our perspective in life.
那最重要的，可能最能够对你有益处的，就是你对于生命的看法。
As a Christian, our perspective is the fact that we have a wonderful God and a marvelous Savior.
基督徒有一个对生命的很重要的看法，就是我们有一位奇妙的真神，还有一位爱我们的救主。
He has promised us that we need not worry, but we can cast our cares on Him.
他答应我们不要忧虑，不用忧虑，可以把我们的忧虑卸给他。
It's a marvelous comfort.
是一个非常好的美妙的一个安慰。
To know you're not struggling in life alone.
知道说你不需要自己来挣扎。
But there is one who wants to help bear your burdens.
而有一位愿意来帮我们承担我们的重担。
So you can see what this does to you. You place your worries on one who can do something about them.
你把你的忧虑交给那一位可以帮你成事的主。
So my friend, stop worrying.
停止忧虑。
Stop letting it destroy your life.
不要让忧虑伤害了你的人生。
I would suggest that you would look to Jesus Christ.
我希望你能够仰望相信耶稣。
He cares for you.
他很关心你。
And he wants to carry your worries.
而且他要来分担，来承担你自己的忧虑。
恕我心曲这个节目是由美国佛桌传道协会提供，由金炉牧师为您主讲，林真华语翻译。如果您有什么问题需要我们为您分担，请您来信写明你的姓名住址，然后你寄到台湾高雄，台湾省高低的高，英雄的雄，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，你写林真双木林 真假的真，林真收就可以了。我们会尽快的跟您回信。记得啊，我们在同样每周的晚上9:30收听《恕我心曲》，也欢迎您继续的收听下面的节目《真道之光》。